bite, bite. Sip, sip. That's the Greg Show combo. Bite, bite. Sip, sip. That's the rest of that song and stuff.
If I could turn back Greg. If I could Greg away. I'd take Greg, those Gregs that are Gregged you. And you'd Greg. If I could reach the Greg. I'd Greg them all to you. Don't you Greg me, Greg me, Greg me like you do.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? This is the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Cher.
What's up, Cher?
Hey, nice to meet you. Hey, Greg Jake, how's it going?
Sounds like a Cher underwater.
You gotta do this when you talk like Cher.
She in the pool right now?
Oh.
If I could turn back
time. If I could turn back time.
Did you think Cher was hot or not? I never thought she was that hot. She just kind of has weird head. Then there was the video that I know got a lot of my friends' pants really excited. The one where she's on the USS Alabama.
The one that I was just singing.
Yeah, I guess that is that song and video.
You guess right.
She's straddling the big cannons and she's in her little black bathing suit looking thing.
Her butt was out.
Yeah.
Didn't do
it for me. But I had friends that were like, dang. And I'm like, no.
Did Sam FM Pizza?
I didn't know him then.
Did Super Steve?
Didn't know him then.
Did any other collection of people that you knew?
Yeah. Yeah, kids from... Because that was like elementary school for me.
Okay.
So...
I always think you're older than you are.
Right. I'm like, not that old.
I feel like you're 800 years old.
No, I'm not. I'm not quite 800.
Okay, you're 700 years old.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's still 100 years difference.
Yeah, but it's still 700 years of life.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all good.
You're a grandpire.
Totally. I'm a grandpire.
It's like a grandpa and a vampire and a Greg all together.
Yeah, it's a good combination.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Cool.
So what's up?
I'm guessing we did zero prep today.
Oh, there's Justin Bieber being a racist again. Thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know how he's getting away with it. Like, nobody seems to care.
The thing that's bothersome to me is that he's using the excuse of, oh, I was just a kid and I didn't know the impact of those words. I'm sorry, but it's 2014. That would have been 2008, maybe?
Mm.
Right around there, 2009,
maybe even later than that.
10, somewhere around there.
Second off.
You still, like, you live in a world where you know that you're not supposed to say those things.
Even when I was his age, if somebody said the N-word around me, I was always uncomfortable by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he's saying it and he's laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So how does he get a pass on this?
And he's talking about killing as well.
Yeah. And joining the KKK. You understand the concepts at this point.
You're old enough to have a career.
I just don't get how he's getting a pass on this.
You
I don't
shouldn't.
Understand it. Donald Sterling says something, he gets fired and he gets his team sold on him.
He wasn't even talking about killing.
Yeah.
He was just being a really old racist bigot idiot.
So there's an age limit that you can be racist, apparently. If you're young, you can be racist. What?
I think it's high time somebody step in. And I mean, I know this isn't going to happen, but, you know, Usher has been the main dude behind Justin Bieber for a long time. And I think it's time for Usher to step out and say, look, dude, your antics and the way that you carry yourself, even though you did this when you were 14 or 15, doesn't matter. It shows signs of ignorance and stupidity, and Usher needs to say something.
Well, like,
about
every
it.
One of his boys have his back, and it's kind of strange to me.
They're all black.
They're all black, and they all have his back, and I'm kind of like, this doesn't get you?
Right. But if any other person were to come out and say it, like, these people would,
if it was,
like you were saying, they would, like, they're all over Donald Sterling for saying these things. But when Justin Bieber does it, it's not that big of a deal.
Hypothetically, Austin Mahone's new and up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's about the same age as Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Video comes. He's not under any of these people's labels. He goes, say he goes under like Sony or something like that. And he has nothing to do with any of these rappers. a video comes out of him saying the N-word, they'll all go nuts.
Right. Because he's squeaky clean version of Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's doing things to align himself to where he's kind of has that edge, that bad boy edge. Austin Mahone hasn't done any of that kind of stuff. So when Justin Bieber does it, it's like, he's a little edgy to begin with.
He's a little edgy, but he's also like straight up saying hard R N-word.
Right. Hard R N-word and talking about killing.
Yeah.
Hard R N-word.
Yeah.
Dude, somebody's got to do something about that kid.
Not a fan.
J-Lo dumped her boy toy, Casper Smart. Number one, you can't go rolling around with a name like Casper. Do you think that's his real name?
He's friendly.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Does that just scream bro? Dude bro?
Casper?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was up in Martha's Vineyard with Casper, bro.
Oh, see, I can't even handle hearing a sentence like that.
Bro.
Brah.
Bro, my dad let me borrow his BMW, and we went up to Sonoma to get some wine.
What do you do for a living, bro?
Bro.
I'm a dancer.
My dad owns a dealership.
Yeah.
Second thing. You know that how I've always said Mutombo as a child in any sporting event?
Mm-hmm.
Get what happened on Jimmy Kimmel.
Did they yell Mutombo?
They played Marco Polo, but instead of saying Marco, Kimmel says Dikembe, and then Mutombo goes, Mutombo!
That's awesome!
And it happened for like a good solid 3 minutes of Mutomboing. And I went, that's what I do.
You're like, I can now die happy.
So if I ever interview Dikembe Mutombo, I will tell him about, hey dude, when I was a kid, used to play sports, no matter what sport it was, we'd yell Mutombo at each other when anybody did anything.
That's awesome.
And he'd be like, ha, ha, ha,
oh, that's funny.
Funny. Very funny.
I Cookie Monster.
I kind of Arnold mine a little bit.
That's okay. Yeah. Hey, you can, if it's a foreign person.
Catch it.
You can throw an Arnold accent through for any nationality.
I'm from South Africa. I'm an Eskimo.
Yeah, see, it works.
I'm from Spain.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
See?
Austria, put a shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, see? Austria, it's close. It's kind of the same thing.
Can I get the flautas?
What are your thoughts on Farrah Abraham writing a Christian parenting book? I read.
You have to read the book from the back front.
Yeah, yeah. You do. You got to read it from the back to the front. This is unbelievable.
How does she think that she can write a Christian parenting book? A, you do pornos. B, you barely see your child. Is it going to be page one? Pay somebody else to watch your child.
Page two. Go make a porn.
Go make porn.
With a guy named James Peen.
Dean.
I thought it was Peen.
It's Dean.
Oh.
I watch a lot of porn.
So know what you're doing later.
No, that's that guy's like number one of the male porn actors.
Yeah, he's pretty big in the community. See what I did there?
No, what'd you do?
I've said community.
Why was that funny then?
Because, come on. Think about it.
Oh, come unity. Uh-huh. Oh, you're really funny.
Yeah, see?
You're a funny guy.
Right, I'm totally funny.
Did you hear how dismissive Greg was at the end of that last? Yeah, I'm funny.
Yeah, I am funny. Well, I just want to know who's going to buy this. Are there people out there that are actually going to go, oh, yeah, Farrah Abraham.
That's a joke gift.
She's really going to buy, like, put this book out. But if you buy that as a joke, you're putting money into this piece of garbage's hands.
It'll fade really quickly, but you'll be like, hi, you're having a kid. I got you a perfect parenting book. LOL. Lol. Lolzors. LOL. Oli, oli, olio.
You know what book I do want to read, though, and I hope that does come out?
What?
Is the Rob Kardashian tell-all book.
About
just the Kardashians.
How awful they are.
Yeah. Because apparently the rumor is
that... Could it just be titled, My Family is Awful?
My Family Sucks?
Yeah.
I would read that. I'd read that from front to back, side to side. I'd hit them switches, bounce that thing up and down.
Bounce that juicy butt.
I hate the Kardashians, but I would love to hear all the, like...
I'll just get the cliff notes on it.
All the crap that family has done.
So they're just terrible
apparently
people.
He's pretty scorned. because she called him the fat loser of the family or something, and that's why he didn't go to the wedding. And
he is essentially the fat loser of the family.
He tried to market his own line of socks, Kardashian socks.
They didn't call them Kardashian socks.
What were they? They were...
They had some stupid name for it.
Robs?
They weren't anything to do with him. Like, he was trying to establish a brand by himself without using the Kardashian name or his own name, which is honorable of him.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out because nobody wants to buy $30 socks.
I'm going to shift gears real quick.
Change it. Downshift.
We watch a lot of tennis.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't watch any tennis.
I'm a pretty avid tennis watcher. I got into it a couple years back whenever... Or I say a couple years back. It was more than that. But one,
tennis
like,
has the
Erica's
dumbest
family,
scoring system in any sport.
Well, we can. That's a whole other subject.
I'm just putting that out there. It has the dumbest scoring system in any sport.
So the French Open is well underway. We do have the two women finalists are set to play, which is Maria Sharapova and Simona Halep.
Who?
Or Halep.
Who?
She was a Bulgarian. Simona was grew up in... Bulgaria, and was considered at one point in time the next big, huge female tennis phenom. All right, this was in her early years, before puberty, like, you know, when she was like from 12 to 15. But then at the age of 15, when she really hit puberty, her jugs turned into huge jugs.
Oh, she's the girl who had to get the breast reduction?
Yes. So she hit puberty. Her breast got up to like a 36 double D, and it hampered her game. She was quick, athletic, agile, but her boobs were so big that she had trouble swinging the racket.
Mm.
And so she thought, I'm really good at this tennis thing, so I'm going to go have my boobs reduced. And she went from like a 36 double D down to like a B cup or something like that. And now she's ranked number 4 in the world, and she's playing in the French Open.
But those boobs are gone forever.
Yeah, they are. Maybe when she retires, she'll put them back in.
No.
Can you do that?
I don't think you can get the boob juice put back in.
Can you put your boob juice back in?
I'm 90 to 100% sure you can't put your old boob juice back in. It'd probably have spoiled by then.
Dr. Stevens, do you still have my boob juice?
Hey, Dr. Stevens, I need my boob juice pumped back into my boobs. Sorry, ma'am. That boob juice has gone bad. Oh, she's the girl that had the big old funny bags?
Yeah.
That's depressing.
I know. So, but I mean, you know, look,
you know,
good for her, though.
I'm happy that she's good at tennis and she's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that her now? No, that's Maria Sharapova.
That's Sharapova.
No, I'm just happy that you know, she's doing her career and good for her, and she did what she had to. And if a man had something wrong with him, like if his junk was too big and it affected his golf swing, I'd feel bad for him if he had to get that taken off.
That is that her?
No, that's a Photoshop. No. Click the one where she's swinging.
This one.
Dude.
I mean...
Dude.
That's ridiculous.
Dude. Come back. I miss you forever.
I mean, that poor girl.
It's like how Rory McIlroy broke up with his wife to play golf better.
She sent a text to her boobs and was like, hey, look, we need to break up.
Hey, sorry, boobs. It's been fun. I know all the gentlemen would love you, but you're affecting my game.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap this thing up, man. So go have a good, big, fun weekend.
I'm going to go to Hop Dotty.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a burger.
Yeah.
And maybe a boozy milkshake.
Ooh, they have boozy milkshakes there?
Boozy milkshakes.
All right, shout out Hop Dotty. All right, go check out the website. Look at all of our social media stuff and have fun. It's the GregAndGregShow.com. And have a good weekend and boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.